Celebration Adventist Reflections.
Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Danzy.
Hi family, welcome back to the Adventist Reflections Podcast. Greetings to our listeners from Loma Linda in the United States. I trust that these quarter reflections have been a blessing to you and that you have been challenged enough to be desiring a closer walk with Christ. This indeed is our very last episode for this series before we start the next week with a new series on ministering to those in need. What a journey this has been. I have been blessed personally. This quarter for me has been challenging, reviving, and reforming with the various lessons on family seasons. We have talked about the fact that life and living comes in various stages, the choices we make in such stages, and the fact that there are some stages that are very dependent on us, such as being married or remaining single. We also reflected on the importance of being prepared for such changes, those that take place in life, and how at times we are not prepared because unexpected changes will always come our way at one point or another in our lives. We discussed about how even when alone, we do not need to be lonely if we so choose, and that at times we might be in a crowd of family and friends, and yet we might feel lonely. We spoke of then the importance of seeking care, counsel, and sometimes even professional help. We reflected about the beauty of marriage and how God is the creator of families and also the inventor of sex. We even dealt openly with matters on sex, the blessings that sexual intimacy brings when experienced as God intended, that is, within the sacredness of marriage. We unpacked ideas on how to experience a sexually fulfilled life within the marriage experience. We also spoke character building ideas on developing and maintaining family unity, as well as reflected on some intrapersonal challenging ideas on parenting. We talked about seasons on bereavement and particularly in relation to the grief and loss of loved ones. 3 episodes ago, we reflected on anger and even released a special episode on Bible steps for conflict resolution. Then, we journeyed on aspects relating to having a family of faith, and in this day and age, we talked about what culture and pressures might bring to our families and how we can combat those. In last week's episode, we stopped to think about what we present around us as individuals and as a family to the world. We heard of encouraging ideas to strive to be the best outpost centers where others can see our families as attractive sources of love in action. Not because they see us, but because they see Christ in us. Yes, because they see Christ in our families. This week's lesson is titled Turning Hearts in the End Time. The basis of this week's lesson is found in the Elijah message. This is a message that is calling for repentance in order to experience restoration. Dear listener, God is calling you today to reignite your faith in His promises. When you spend time in the Bible, your mind will be touched by God. Your mind will be transformed, will be renewed. In fact, your life will be maintained in the restorative power of Christ's salvation. It is then and only then that this Elijah message will resurrect you and can resurrect your family too, like the son of the widow of Zarephath, who was brought back to life and reunited with his mother God can restore you and your family in the love of Christ, the only one who can guarantee your eternal life. Today, as we conclude this season series, I invite you to reflect on what God has done for you so far. Perhaps you are grieving a family member that has gone astray from God's desires. I would like to reassure you once again, as done in previous episodes, that God is ever waiting for you to bring your child in prayer before Him. Intercede on his or her behalf like Elijah interceded for all the children of Israel who walked away from God. My friends, Christ is coming back soon. Yes, 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 Christ will return, but prior to his return, a refreshing of the Spirit will take place. The Holy Spirit will be more active than he has ever been. An extra measure of his power will be delivered like this world has never seen, as our enemy increases its intentions and powers to deviate you and your family. So does the Spirit of God by his mightier and more powerful, in his mighty and perfect holiness. He increases his power and reaches out with convicting experience every human mind to return to where they came from, to hold that which they once had, to multiply the decisions made on Christ's behalf, and to ensure that all who accept Christ also reflect his character in readiness for his return in the clouds. Oh, my dear family, never forget, if there was ever anyone more interested than you in making sure that salvation is made effective for your children, your parents, your uncles and aunties, your nephews and nieces, your friends, your best friends, your neighbors, and even your enemies, this is God. Yes, the fullness of the Godhead, in his love, in justice and mercy, he is ever ready, wanting and willing for all to be saved. My Adventist Reflections family, what else can I say? It has been such a good season. There is just one more thing left to consider. Yes, one more thing to reflect. The message of Elijah, repeated in the prophecies pointing to John the Baptist, will be delivered and repeated again in the very last days. I believe that we are living in such days. Whilst you will hear this message again in the future, I exhort you to listen to it now, because I want to meet you in heaven. Whilst I might not know you personally, I have been praying for you. I have been interceding on your behalf. I have wrestled with Christ for your family, and I long to meet you, my Adventist Reflections family, around the world, that first Sabbath in heaven at 3 p.m. at the foot of the tree of life. And so it is that in Matthew chapter 3 verses 2 and 8, the Elijah who was to come and came announcing the coming of Christ in the shape of John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Keep this repentance and go forth, producing good fruit given to you by the Spirit. So let us reflect together. What is God calling you to repent from today? Is the Holy Spirit telling you right now that you must cease something and change something so that you too can embrace a life of holiness? Can you see that you are in need of Christ's perfect righteousness? My family, I had so much fun recording these episodes for you, but I tell you what, I am looking forward to starting a season on serving others. So, I invite you to join me next week as we reflect together on character building ideas linked to ministering to that which God created. Until then, please remember that you and I have an appointment in heaven, and just like that youth song titled Side by Side says, so I exhort you today, meet me in heaven. We will join hands together. Meet me by the Savior's side. I'll meet you in heaven and we will sing songs together. Brothers and sisters, I will be there. How about you? Remember to subscribe to this podcast, like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you.